Now, I've said before that it's very difficult to be a disciple. It's a difficult thing. It's a challenging thing. It's hard to give our lives in service of our Lord. It's hard to develop that relationship with Him. In fact, it's hard to follow Him. Each one of us, the reason why it's so hard is that each one of us have hurdles to overcome. Each one of us have sacrifices to make. Each one of us have challenges that we need to confront. But if it may be hard, and people might say, well, is it worth it? Is it really worth it to be a disciple, to give ourselves in service of our Lord? And I would say, yes, it is. It is very much worth it. It's worth the sacrifices. It's worth the hurdles. It's worth the challenges. Now, I can't promise you that being a disciple is going to make your life easier here on earth, but I can promise you that there are eternal benefits beyond our earthly understanding, that to be a disciple will bring far more in the next life than we can even imagine here on earth. Well, in our gospel today, we hear one of those hurdles. We see one of those hurdles given to us by our Lord, and that hurdle is to trust in God. Now, for many of us, it might not just be a hurdle, you know, something you got to climb over or jump over, but it might be more like the Grand Canyon, a giant chasm that you have to try to cross over. And it might seem impossible to do. It might seem impossible to have that trust in God. And there might be many who, when they look at the words of the gospel, will balk. They'll say, I can't do that. You know, they'll look at our Lord saying, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, or the body more than clothing? You might look at words like our Lord saying, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And our response naturally might be, I can't do that. I can't give up that much control. I can't trust our Lord that deeply that I'm willing to not worry about anything and turn it over to Him. But if we are to truly be a disciple of our Lord, if we are to truly practice that discipleship that we're called to practice, it means we have to have that trust. As our Lord says in the gospel, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. To be a disciple means to put that discipleship first above all things, above our jobs, above our hobbies, our recreations, above even our needs for life. Everything is secondary to discipleship. Everything. But if we do that, if we place that discipleship first, if we place the kingdom of God before all things, our Lord promises us that our needs will be met. Our Lord promises that everything that we need, we will receive. As He says, all these things, all these needs will be given you besides. Now, this doesn't mean we're going to have everything we want. It most likely means we will have to sacrifice some things that we hold dear. But we will have the needs that we will have our needs met. To trust in God, we begin this trust by trusting that our Lord Jesus is worthy of that trust. That our Lord Jesus is trustworthy. And that the promises that He made to us in the gospel will be kept. That we will have that eternal life. That our needs here on earth will be met. That's how we begin our trust in God. So may we have that radical trust. May we spend our lives seeking first the kingdom of God, so that we might truly be disciples, followers of the one who is trustworthy.